We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
I never thought I'd get to cast a spell in Hogsmeade. I never knew what 120 miles per hour felt like until Fast and Furious Supercharged. I never thought coming face to face with a hungry T-Rex would make my dad scream so loud.
And I have never felt more scared or alive.
Buy your ticket online and save up to $25. Visit UniversalStudiosHollywood.com. Valid online on one-day general admission for select dates through May 24th, 2018. California residents only. Restrictions apply.
This is with Giancarlo Navas and Ryan Goins.
Welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast, the 100th episode of the Heat Beat Podcast. I am your host, Giancarlo Navas, and with me today, we have pretty much everybody on staff. We have Mr. Co-founder Brian Goins. Hello, sir.
Hello.
We have Mr. Alex Salido, professional screw-up. How are you, sir?
Yup.
We have Heat Twitter president, Alf.
Hello.
We have statistician Christian Hernandez.
Yeah.
We have Heat Beat Insider, Saucy Nuggets, Lefty Leif.
What's up?
We have resident racist, Hot Take Harry.
All right, whatever.
Just get on with it.
We have our trash tweeter, Jack Alfonso.
Hey now.
And pun master, Nikias Duncan.
What's up?
So we have a full cast of characters, and this is our 100th episode. Brian, do you have like a celebratory sound? Like streamers or...
I mean, we had one last podcast. You want to use the same one again?
Yeah. That's it.
I gotta pull
something
it
celebratory.
Just
100 episodes!
Woo! How about we just all yell and clap and stuff?
No, okay, you're whack. You're an awful
person. Yay, world.
You're an awful person. So, we wanted to be self-involved today. And we are going to be self-involved today. But there's a lot to talk about. From Rajon Rondo scorching the earth, to Dwayne Wade scorching the earth before him, to LeBron James scorching the earth before both of them. What is that? Why are you always late with sound? Stop. I don't want it anymore. It's over.
It sounds like someone's wheezing trying to blow that.
sounds like someone's dying.
So that sums up the LeBron and Dwayne Wade story.
Okay, yeah. We have Dion Waiters, a 5-game win streak. Alf, where the hell do you want to start? I'm going to let you decide because you're president. What do you want to start with?
Let's not talk about Dion Waiters because it makes me look bad.
We're going to start with Dion Waiters. Whose take is worse? Mine or yours? See, the Heat are playing
yours.
Their best basketball
Gianni
without Tyler
yours.
Johnson.
No, it's
Gianni's.
Yours.
Is that consensus?
Yeah, I think I won.
It's still your and you're wearing the shirt to even prove it. So
Dion, I'm wearing the Tyler Johnson dunks on me shirt that Brian gave me for Christmas. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
Your gift's on the way eventually.
See, my bad take seems like a fluke right now. Because no one actually believes Dion Waiters is what he's been the last three games. What he's shooting 60-something percent from three. Like, you have a season's worth of being wrong. Like, half a season worth of being completely wrong. I have like three games that are kind of complete outliers.
Like, I have like half of a season of being completely wrong, because he's like, TJ's been like half good and half not good. Like, he's had bad games.
No, that's not. He has not been half and half, dude. You're wrong.
Let's not pretend.
You're wrong.
Half and half sounds racist.
You would know.
You're wrong. You're wrong about TJ. I just think I might have been right when I said he's injury prone, because he's injured again. So
I mean, but I am right. I mean, but like that, I felt that was my least hot take, because he had been injured a lot, and he's an undersized guard who, like, plays really hard. Like, I can't take that away from him. He's on the floor all the time, which is probably dumb. He's jumping everywhere. Like, I think, Alf, was it you that said he looks like he's trying to commit suicide on the court every time?
No, that wasn't me, but it's a good take.
That's a great take.
I'll take it if no one else wants to claim it.
Does anybody else want to claim it? Okay, Jack will claim
that. That was definitely me.
Yeah, so I'll take the L on that. But
look, I don't know what you're complaining about, man. That's just Miami Heat DNA right there.
Champions with culture.
I love how Leif confirmed that.
Didn't you say today that Dion is more salvageable than Hassan?
Yeah, but that's just in my extreme bias toward Hassan.
No, nah, we all have like irrational takes on players on this team.
Yeah, that's mine.
Your hatred for Hassan.
I'm just not a fan. He just, you know, we've been through all the reasons why, but not a fan, especially last night. I'm not buying the injury. That's just me.
Okay, so just to reintroduce perhaps a new audience, because we are part of the Almighty Baller Network. Welcome any new listeners that you may have. Prepare for tons of derailment and weird heat talk. But Leif does not like Hassan, and he's been on his case about maturity and where his mentality is.
Leif, what was the injury last night?
He says that his ankle is hurt.
It was hurt ego, because Brook Lopez was taking his ass to school, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
But Brook was like Curry last night, man. It wasn't even his fault.
Leif, would you be less petty if Hassan unblocked you?
Probably at one stage of this deal, yes, I would have been. But I've moved past that now. So now that we're irreconcilable differences.
All right, just checking.
Spo said post game that he was just riding the unit that. I mean, I don't think was Hassan mad.
Wait, Spo said he was doing what?
He's riding the unit. I knew you were going to do that. He's riding the hot hand. Riding the hot unit.
Spo was doing what?
He went with the good unit that was playing well.
He rode the D?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Dwight Howard.
That vine was amazing. Brian, do you have that sound? That's not fair.
I don't even know what that sound is.
Okay. So,
find it.
Okay, find it.
Jack, somebody just called for sound like we're a real radio show.
Brian, give me the sound.
Do 100 episodes. He thinks unlimited resources.
What did he say?
Hold on. How great would it be if Brian was a real producer and I could just say, Brian, get me that sound, and he would get it?
Yeah, real producers have like boards and like all this other stuff and like all help. These. Yeah. Yeah, assets.
Are y'all calling that man a fake producer, though?
For real? No, he does a good job.
Is it
this? Good job, but Gianni's acting like he's in a control room. He's in his living room, dude. Like, calm down.
He also assumed he could guess what path we were going down. Like, oh, yeah, get that sound I just mentioned. Yeah.
And he says, that vine was amazing. Like,
is it him with Dennis Schroeder?
Yes, that vine. That would have been helpful.
No one has any idea what he's talking about.
No, we do, but like it was random as hell.
I'm talking about the future audience.
I mean, if they don't know what the Dwight Howard D-Vine is, then that's on them. They got to go find it, because they're missing
out. Not everybody's on Twitter, Gianni.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I wanted Brian to play the sound.
It's really low. How do you guys hear this?
Too far into the season to allow two losses back-to-back. If you agree with that, how important is that win?
It's very important, but it starts with the D.
It sounded like I was listening to it from another room.
Yeah.
And also, it's not funny without the Dennis Schroeder reaction, which is hard to convey on a podcast.
Great segment, guys.
So not 5 minutes. Not 5 minutes into the 100th episode, Gianni's already ruined it. So right. Good job.
You want to fix this, Brian? Okay, so we have some people who have been on our show and are part of the media and wanted to congratulate us for 100 episodes, and they sent us our congratulations. Brian, would you like to play one?
Sure.
You have that sound.
George.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, man. The Miami Heat Beat podcast, it's their anniversary, and just drop some lines to them. Say something nice about them.
Who?
The Miami Heat Beat podcast.
Who the f*** are they?
You know.
I don't even live in Miami anymore. What the hell do they want from me? I mean, fine, whatever. Hey, Miami Heat Beat podcast guys, congrats on your anniversary. Who the hell are you guys again?
Thanks, George. This is George Sedano of ESPN. It was very nice of him to say that about us. He doesn't remember who we are.
He doesn't remember being on the podcast because I friggin' took him to school.
Twice.
Yeah, I'd conveniently forget too.
He got really mad at you. He was like, Harrison, is that your name?
Yeah.
He got so mad. He was yelling at you. I felt bad for him. He was cranky that day.
Well, that podcast got lost because that was the night that Wade went to the Bulls.
We literally recorded that. And then 30 minutes later, Dwayne went to Chicago. Awful timing by us. Like, we
didn't you post that while you were in like a Charlotte airport or something?
Yeah, I did. I did post it from a Charlotte airport. I had to fix sound. It was really bad.
What did you do at the Charlotte airport? Crying all over his laptop.
I ate a burger at this burger place. It was pretty decent for airport food.
How did it taste with your tears in it?
Yeah. I don't cry that much.
Yes, you do.
I did cry the night that Dwayne left.
I cried writing that column. I cried when Dwayne came back. I cried last night watching Venus Williams play tennis, and I'm not even a Venus Williams
fan. I don't cry that much.
The other day, did you say you cried while you were reading something?
Did I?
I could have swore you said that, man.
Maybe, I don't know.
Dude, if you're gonna cry for that,
it's just weird to deny it and then list the 20 times you cried in the last 3 weeks.
I cried this morning watching Federer make the final. He was so emotional. I had a lot of feelings.
I was gonna ask you about Federer. I saw you tweeting about that.
So excited.
Let me get this straight. You cried over tennis like 2 times in an 8 hour period.
Like 8 hours. Not even, because the tennis match ended like at 1 and I woke up at 6, so like 5 and a half.
So you had to recuperate before you cried again.
Yeah, I slept. My eyes were crusty. I woke up. Federer was playing really well, and I got emotional because he was emotional. So I cried. It wasn't like cry. It was like tear. You know what I mean?
That's crying.
I teared. I got choked up.
You cried. That's more emotion than I've ever spent on tennis.
Am I the only life? Has anybody else like had a tear because of sports, or is it just me?
Just you.
Nobody else in our esteemed panel.
Over sports? No, yeah. I mean I've gotten choked up about stuff. I cried when Dion
beat the Warriors.
Did you?
That was a good segue.
I knew my mentions were about to be in flames, so.
How does that feel?
I might have shed a tear in 06, maybe.
Yeah, that was cool.
Got sick and when Glenn Rice got traded. But anyway, moving on.
Dude, that's like a decade ago, though. You cried this morning.
Yeah. I mean, I was like 11 years old. Yeah. 12 years old when Glenn Rice got traded. So, you know what I'm saying?
I got pardoned. You got pardoned because you were 11. Okay, so as Alf wanted to segue us back to the Warriors.
Yeah, the Heat are on a 5-game win streak, and you're talking about crying during tennis matches.
Quality tennis matches.
We're the Heat Beat podcast, and we spent more time on Federer than on the 5-game win streak of the Miami
Brian
Heat.
And I did half a show about the Marlins one day because we had nothing to talk about. It was a really boring Heat season.
We were just complaining about how much we have to talk about, and like you refuse to talk about the Heat. Like you refuse. Like you won't talk about it.
All right, who are we cutting so we can keep Okara White? That's
Derek Williams.
Derek Williams.
Goran Dragic.
Next subject.
Whoa.
Who throws in Goran?
Blasphemy.
Yeah, or we should just trade someone for like a future set protected second round pick.
Trade Hassan.
Well, I mean, you should trade Waiters right now. His stock's pretty high right now.
Salary dump.
You guys really think that Boston's going to give both Brooklyn picks for Hassan?
I think they'll give up one.
Run that around today.
I think they give up. I'm hoping they'll give up the 17 one, but I feel like where they're at right now is they'll only give up the 18 pick, the 2018 Brooklyn pick.
They wouldn't give this year's?
I really want this year's. I don't want next year's.
But what if Boston be more likely to part with this year's because it's a point guard heavy draft and they don't need one of those?
Yeah, but this is also a really good draft. And you know what you're getting.
Doesn't Cleveland look vulnerable right now? Like, isn't this...
That's what I'm saying.
Like, now's the time to strike. I'm trying
Danny
to talk
Ainge isn't smart enough to follow that logic.
Didn't Cleveland look vulnerable last year?
That's like, true.
They had the same complaints. Mm-hmm. And they just...
Dude, I don't care. I know they're gonna kick Boston's ass. I'm just trying to talk them into it right now. Like I'm trying to talk Danny Ainge into Hassan being the linchpin.
I mean, that shouldn't be hard. Like his best player can't play defense because he's 5'9". So you need somebody who's gonna be behind him, you know, to clean up his mess, which is what you would think Hassan would be. So it shouldn't be that hard of a sell. It's probably just the fact that Pat Riley probably doesn't get along. Probably with Danny Ainge.
Shut the bleep up. What is that? What he told him?
Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Manage your own team.
In company letterhead.
I mean, the Celtics don't want to trade any of their core guys either. They've been reluctant to trade Jay Crowder, Avery Bradley. They don't want to trade Jaylen Brown either. So
we don't want their trash players. We want
we got Jay Crowder. We have James Johnson. We found Jay Crowder.
That's what I'm saying. It would be in their best interest to trade the 2018 pick because that way they don't give up this year's pick, which is supposed to be in the deep draft. And also they don't trade away any of the young core. And also by next year, if you do pick up Hassan Whiteside, if you're the Celtics, you're probably not going to be that bad. So that pick won't be
it's a Nets pick.
It's the Brooklyn's pick. Sorry.
It's a Brooklyn
pick. But they're not going to use that pick. They don't need any more young guys on their bench. They're trying to win now.
The other problem with Boston trading the 2017 pick is that they don't know where that pick falls, and if it falls number one, they might be able to get even more for it at the draft. So that's probably why they're a little gunshot.
But maybe they get though that fills a need better than Hassan Whiteside, because the only guy I would think is Rudy Gobert, probably. And the Jazz aren't trading Rudy Gobert. Nerlens Noel. I don't know about that.
I really like him, but he's a different kind of player than Hassan. He's more of a guy who can switch out on the perimeter. He's not the rim protector that Hassan is.
I think Stevens can maximize Hassan in the way that Spo did last year after the All-Star break with that 3-seed Heat team.
Maybe Boston's unwilling to part with the pick because, like Leif was saying, they don't know where it is now. But if they wait till the draft, maybe that's a trade they revisit after they eventually lose to the Cavs again.
Yeah. Just I want to pick it back with what you were saying. I mean, think about when they made the trade for the big three. They made it on draft day. Maybe Danny Ainge is hoping that a trade like that could materialize by then. If history repeats itself, I mean, who knows?
Don't they think the window's closing, though? Like, I mean, not closing, but... Don't they think their window is now? Like, why would they wait till next year?
I don't think their core's not that old, Alf. You know,
I'm not saying they're old, but like you're just going to throw
away.
If
you can win now, do it now.
No, yeah, I agree.
Why would you throw away a year?
Welcome to the Celtics Beat Podcast.
This is. But honestly, like I know we've talked a lot about trading Hassan, but I'm not a fan of doing that. And I think he's really good. And I think and somebody correct me if I'm wrong. If he gets better position, because I think the weakest part of his game is his getting position, low post or anything. Like, he's just so bad at it. And if he could fix that, he would be so much more of an efficient player.
The weakest part of his game is his thinking.
That's what I was going to say.
I know that that's a joke and it's funny, but I
know that's the thing. It's not a joke.
It's a hole in his game, but I think the position. How many times does he position like at the elbow and try to post up? And I'm like, what are you like? Isn't that because
he's not smart, Gianni?
Like, I know, but like he's so bad at getting a position.
Okay, so that's what they're saying. Like his basketball IQ is pretty terrible. Like we've seen when you're like, hey, Hassan, don't chase blocks. You know. Stay committed to the defensive principles. Like, so he's like, so he'll just stand still while Isaiah Thomas is streaking towards the rim. Like, dude, you can protect the rim without completely abandoning your responsibilities. But like, it's like one or the other. It's like either he stays flat footed and doesn't move, or he chases blocks all over the place. And I'm not trying to bash Hassan. And I know it sounds like I am. And I keep doing that. I keep bashing him and then saying, I'm not trying to bash him, but it's like there are just things that you watch and that you see, and then you just want Boston to be dumb enough to take him and give us a Brooklyn pick. Like, just take him, Danny.
Just take him, please.
Like, how many more bums are you going to draft and then cut before training camp? Like, let's move here, Danny.
Think of all the hope we could sell if we had that pick.
Oh, so much hope. And, like, all these win streaks against terrible teams. Like, this would be a really fun year if we had that pick. Man, without that pick, we're going to get, like, we're going to win, like, 32 games and be the get a seventh pick, and it's not going to be fun.
That's not going to help the ticket package.
I think Nikias is one of the only ones who's been vocally strongly against trading Hassan, right? Like, everybody else wants to trade him.
No, I want to keep him.
Explain yourself, Nikias.
It doesn't make sense to move him right now because there really isn't a big replacement for him.
Willie.
Oh, no.
Heaven. I don't like Willie Reed. Why do you guys like him so much?
Well, because he's like getting better.
Willie.
Like,
yeah, the numbers bear out that I think, and this is because I don't actually look at the numbers. Sometimes you guys post numbers, and I'm like, oh, wait, that's a number that I like. It agrees with what I think. But don't the numbers bear out that the Heat are not worse defensively with Willie Reed on the court?
Yes, they do. But it's
okay. And numbers, so numbers guy, why are you against trading Hassan? Willie Reed is fully capable
over a bigger.
I don't
size
know if he's fully capable against starters because I mean he's playing a quarter and a half a
when
game.
When he played starters minutes, he was 15, 16 rebounds. I mean he was a monster.
In but, a loss?
Get off! Hey, how many losses has Hassan been a monster in? Like, don't start bringing up win loss records.
Oh no, I said small sample. I said small
I'm not
sample.
Talking to you anymore. I'm talking to guys.
Okay, I think it's more of, I think you can get like, I think Willie Reed is 80% of what Hassan is, and you can probably get him for like half the price.
That just seems high.
That is very high. I feel like he's 40%.
Correct. But this is the thing. If there's one position that you're going to patchwork and have, you know, like a collection of players that man that one spot, wouldn't it be the five spot in today's game? So I feel like if there's going to be one position that takes longer for us to fill, I'd rather it be at the five than, you know, that dynamic wing scorer we don't have, an alpha point guard that I know, I mean, Goran is that, but there's a certain ceiling to what he could be. So I don't know. That's why I think Hassan, not having a replacement for him, it shouldn't, you know, deter us from moving him.
Well, let me ask you guys, do you think he's going to get better? Because I think this is
he has been getting better. Like, pretty consistently.
This season? Really?
Yeah, he's gotten better as a passer.
I mean,
he has.
He's averaging almost an assist per game this year, right? Yeah.
Man, that sounds sad.
Not quite an assist.
Isn't the issue that we like Willie because he's always out there giving everything he has, and Hassan, you never know what you're gonna get out of
him. Thank
you,
Harrison.
That's kind of why. That's why.
That right there.
That's why Willie's a fan favorite. I mean, the only guy in the Heat who tries really hard and just I can't stand him is Magruder because he looks like a midget out there. He's horrible. But
matched his assist total from last year already. 30.
Yeah, what, 0.7? What do you mean?
30, I mean, 30 assists this year.
Can we please not talk about Hassan's assists?
Here's my thing about Hassan.
0.7!
It's just that he's about to be 30 in a couple of years, and he's going to be in his 30s by the time your guys like Winslow Richardson and maybe Fultz or Lonzo Ball, whoever you get in this draft, they're not going to be ready to compete at the same time Hassan is. So do you see Hassan as a core player on a Heat team that tries to go to the Eastern Conference Finals or maybe even the championship? I don't think he is, so I think trade him, patch it up with maybe Keith Benson and Willie Reed. That's going to be ugly, but it's going to get you a high pick, and you'll find a center eventually.
I mean,
you can get Nerlens.
But that's why I wanted to trade Goran, because I don't think his development is going to match up with the young guys that you have. So might as well get the value while you can.
I mean, trading Goran makes sense because you're already looking for a high draft pick in a guard-heavy draft. But with Hassan, I mean, there's no – I like Justin Patton, but he's not going to be ready to start in 3 or 4 years. And even with Hassan, if you feel like Miami's going to be a serious contending playoff team in, let's say, 3 years, in 3 years, is he going to be worse than Andrew Bogut was last year?
No. He's not going to be as smart.
I lost you at Justin Patton. I don't know who that is.
Bam Adebayo or whatever that guy's name is.
By Jack's math, he'll be up to like 3 assists in like 3 years. So
yeah.
Also, a young player that the Heat like, whether we like it or not, is Jahlil Okafor. So if they can get him, they would try to get him, and he would be.
Who the hell clapped?
I'm clapping. I love the idea of Jahlil Okafor. No! I know he's terrible.
For Goran,
I know
let's
you guys
Goran.
Hate him, but he is best friends with Justice Winslow.
Yeah, everybody
and that's
loves
for me.
That's let them tweet each other. Don't trade for him.
Everybody loves the idea of Jahlil Okafor until he actually plays for your team. That's the problem.
Here's the thing, though. You can buy low on him. You can buy low on him. And if he becomes anything, then that's a win. Flip him for something extra.
Wasn't his issue defense?
Yeah. But then he can be your anus cancer off the bench.
But I don't.
Spo taught Luke Babbitt how to play defense.
Correct.
We can teach anyone how to play defense.
Correct.
Gerald Green how to play defense.
Correct.
I love that Leif just sits there dropping the Heat culture corrects.
Correct.
I've turned a corner on Babbitt, by the way. I like watching.
I turned the corner on Babbitt.
He tries so hard, man. I like guys who look out there. They're trying really, really hard.
I hate Alf, that was the nerdiest thing you ever said.
What?
I turned the corner on Luke Babbitt.
I turned the corner on Babbitt. I used to be a Babbitt hater. It's slander.
If Spo can turn Babbitt into a guy that Alf likes, what can he do with Okafor? Okafor, like 2 years ago, was considered one of the most talented guys to enter the NBA in a while.
And how's that working out
4 years ago?
At what time Derek Williams was too, so.
Here's the thing, though. If you can buy low on him and turn him into anything, that's a win right there.
How is Derek Williams so bad? How is Derek Williams so bad at basketball?
Michael Beasley, man. They're like the same person.
No, Michael Beasley is way better than Derek.
No.
Michael Beasley is a much better player than Derek.
And that's not even a joke. It's like we joke about that.
No, not joking at all. Derek Williams is like, he doesn't even belong in the NBA. Like, that guy's terrible.
He's just super athletic.
They have a similar skill.
I saw him play one time when we played the Knicks last year, and I predicted that he was going to be an asset to this team. Like, why didn't I watch more film on him? Like, he sucks. He's terrible, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. I laugh every time Babbitt's out there because someone told me he looked like Tom Brady if he drowned, and I can't. I can't take him seriously.
Wow.
Dude.
Money right there.
The victory sip.
How fun has this 5-game win streak been?
Hold on, wait. Let's play another liner. Let's play another liner and then get into the fight because we have a lot and we got to get through them. So, Brian, hit us with another liner. We'll talk about the 5-game win streak. That's a tease.
Hey, it's Mark Hochman from WQAM. I got to congratulate you guys at Miami Heat Beat on your 100th podcast. You're very similar to Dion Waiters. We sit through a lot of shit. The expectations were high, probably too high. And as we sat through that shit throughout the 100 podcast episodes, you finally nail that 3 at the end, and it makes it all worth it. So congrats, fellas. Miami Heat Beat, the Heat Beat podcast. You are Dion Waiters.
Woo!
Yeah,
mama, we made it.
Backhanded compliment. Jesus
mama
Christ.
Made it.
Mama made it with Dion Waiters.
Brian, play another one. Those are good. That was
okay, let's play another. Play Jason Leisure's.
I had to pull this up again. I'll go through it next.
Play another one.
I'll play Woody's.
Miami Heat Beat Podcast. This is Chris Whittingham, formerly on your radio, now somewhere on the internet that you've probably never seen. Congratulations on your 100th episode. I admire your ardent commitment to a truly fruitless endeavor, like Sisyphus rolling a boulder up the hill. Anyway, best of luck on your next 100, or however many you record before getting bored of Alf's takes.
One more.
Yeah, we hit us with the Sisyphus.
I thought he was going to tell us what the traffic was like. That's what his voice always sounds like to me.
Got him.
Oh, man.
Hey, you want to do the thing for Alf for the Heat Beat podcast?
What thing?
the thing they wanted to record. Didn't he write you?
He wrote me.
I don't know. It's kind of annoying. Like, I don't know. What are they doing? 100 podcasts or
what
something?
What is this?
I don't, we're supposed to say...
For Heatbeat.
We're supposed to say something mean about them.
I don't know what that is, Heatbeat. What is Heatbeat?
It's a podcast. They just joined some kind of stupid
you
network
guys listen
or
to
something.
This?
You haven't been on it, Tobin? We've all been on it.
What do you mean you've been on it?
We've all been on it.
Been on what?
The podcast.
You know Alf?
So they want me
and
to...
And that kid that hates Tyler Johnson?
They want me to record something, even though I've never been a guest on their show.
That's weird that I've been a guest and you haven't. You're like big
no,
time.
Screw those guys.
It kind of sucks anyways.
Blue is right.
I'm enjoying this.
Why haven't we had Tobin on yet?
I just realized Slim sounded like this actor, but I can't think of the guy's name. All right, hold on. I'm going to do some research.
Okay, you go.
Good content.
Why haven't
I was
we
about
had
to say, great addition to the podcast there.
Harrison did us a solid by like.
Like you could have thought
out.
That in your head.
He sounds like some actor. That's worth something.
What an awful country.
Hey, Slim sounds like some actor.
Ooh, well, I can't think of the guy's name. All right, just
here's one more. Here's one more. Here's one more.
One more. One more. Then we talk about the win streak.
Hey, everybody, it's Jason Leisure, and I'm here to talk about an amazing program called Meet the Heat Podcast. It's celebrating its 100th year of making amazing podcasts. I was told, so I'm here to say happy birthday to you, all of you guys that have worked so hard behind the scenes. You got the main guy that he kind of is the host, and you got the other guys that come on, Johnny, Timmy, Eddie, Mike, all you guys, especially you, Mike, you make the whole thing run. You make it all go, buddy. Really proud of you guys. You really showed everyone that this can be done. You've created a program that makes you think. It's a program you listen to in the car with your kids on the way to school. You listen to it in the bedroom. I do. Truly tremendous work, and just happy birthday, and everybody should listen to Meet the Heat podcast. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
Yeah.
I am crying. The full
game. You got to warn me, man. That was hilarious.
So we're officially Meet the Heat now, right?
I thought we were the Heat Beat. Better than the Meat Beat.
100 years of doing podcasts. Oh, that's amazing.
Eddie Mike,
he said he listens to us in his bedroom. Yeah.
The part that gets me is that Eddie, Bronny, Mike, supposed to be you, Mike. I was like, who are those people?
I guess I'm Mike.
Sweating. Okay, let's transition back into basketball. We'll get back to those later. I know, Christian, you have to go. Do you have a small sample for us today? We have imaging.
This is a great.
When it comes to samples, size matters. Except for this next segment. Let's have some fun with some small, teeny weeny sample sizes. This is Small Sample Size Theater, featuring Lee Kites, Duncan or Christian Hernandez, whoever is available.
We have imaging.
We're actually
Christian.
Both available this time.
Yeah, man.
Good job, Mike.
Okay, all right. So I got one for Dion and I got one for Okoro. Which one do you want first?
Dion. No, I know. Okoro.
You want Okoro first?
Yeah.
Okay, well, as of right now, Okoro White is leading the Miami Heat in defensive box plus minus with a 2.4, which would make him 19th NBA in the NBA right now. Tied with Dwight Howard. We have Dwight Howard.
Ooh.
Culture.
What is that number?
Culture?
He called
correct.
How many games has he played?
I believe
five games, because we're on a five-game winning streak.
He didn't play the first game.
What was that stat? I fell asleep in the middle of that.
He's 19th in defensive plus minus.
Give me the Deion stat.
Okay, the Deion stat's a little better. I think it'll keep Alf awake. All right, Dion during the five-game winning streak is perfect from the left corner. He's 7 for 7.
Oh!
Really? It's like his one green area this year, isn't it? From the shot chart, everything else is super red except for the left corner.
Completely sustainable.
Oddly good from the left corner. He's like 60% from the left corner and like 40% from the right corner. So he's good from the corners. That's good.
Everybody's good
from the corner. I have a small sample today. In the 5-game Heat win streak, the Heat in that time span, they're 4th in defensive rating. And their offense has greatly improved. They're at 107 points per 100 possessions, which is far better than what they've been doing this year. They're below nine. They're hovering around mid 90s, and their offense has really kicked up. And they've been having like these 30 point first quarters, which is weird.
Congrats! That was more boring than Christian.
I thought it was good.
No, it wasn't.
You want me to throw out a stat or?
Yeah, you got one. You got one.
Do it, man.
I have a Dion one. In this 5-game stretch, he's shooting better from the field than the free throw line.
Wait, what?
He's shooting 56% from the field and 55.6% from the line.
Wow.
I totally believe it.
See, that was a good one. I understood that.
I got one.
The left corner one.
Mark
it, really
Brian.
Ow, we have sponsors now.
So bleep it. Bleep that shit out.
Bleep that one out as well.
I have one. In the last 8 hours, Gianni has cried over tennis twice.
is that adjusted for pace?
It is pace adjusted.
Okay, and I got one more. They have the longest cries. Winning streak in the NBA, and none of us seem to really care.
Woo! Play a liner, Brian!
It's the Beast from 790 The Ticket. Congrats to the Heat Beat guys for producing 100 podcasts about a team that has Rodney Magruder guarding Hall of Famers. What? Jesus.
That is true, Rodney Magruder.
That's not fair. Yeah. I am tired of the Rodney Magruder slander, man.
Also, guys, Slim sounds like the actor. His name is Joey Slotnick.
I don't care.
Nobody knows who that is.
That's even worse.
Is he racist, too?
Like, you might as well just let it sit there.
Call
Joey
Sloppy.
The star of Birth of a Nation.
I'm just letting you know that I follow up on these things. I'm just not going to, like, lay some out there.
Is that what you've been doing this whole time?
He's been silent for 10 minutes trying to find that.
It didn't take me that long. I remember the one movie that he was in. So.
I thought it would at least be, like, a notable actor.
Yeah, Joey Slotnick.
Couldn't even name the movie. This guy.
I don't remember.
Wait, what was his name again?
Joey Slotnick.
Is that Ethan's cousin?
That's what I was thinking.
Does he know where Ethan is?
Play a liner.
Hey, Miami Heat Beat. It's Catalina from the Big O Show on WQAM. Just wanted to say congrats on 100 episodes to a group of guys that keep it 100. You guys have really been on the ball through a foul heat season.
It's the beat.
What the hell was that?
It jumped really quickly.
Threw the pun in. I'm impressed.
That was a good
one.
There
were a few puns.
I got like 4 more. You want to hold them or you want to keep going?
Let's save them. Let's save them. How long have we been recording?
Have we even talked about the win streak yet?
We just gave a bunch of stats about it.
Yeah.
We're at 36.
I feel like this has been 80% Celtics, 10% Clips. And then 10% Harrison looking for some no-name actor.
It's like that Fort Minor song.
That was part of the Celtics.
Oh, Carl White has the highest win percentage in the history of the NBA.
Don't hate on Slotnick.
Did you guys forget how fun it was to win games? Because I kind of did.
Me too. I was like, oh, man, this is lit. Like, I'm having so much fun. This matters.
Dude, that Warriors game was the most fun I've had in the longest time watching a Heat basketball game. Like, the most fun I've had since, like, the Houston game. Wait. Okay, those two games were really fun to watch, man. Like, I know everyone wants tank season and everyone wants floods and balls and all this crap. But, like, I still want to enjoy watching basketball. And here's my thing. Me enjoying these games or me wanting them to win, does that do anything about the outcome? Like,
yeah,
yes. Does it? Oh, I had no idea.
Don't
like,
believe in juju.
Yeah, like some the people universe? Say, oh, you're so stupid for rooting for wins. What? What the hell difference does it make? Either they suck or they win 30 games. Who gives a crap?
As fans, we're kind of in a good position that if they win, you're happy, and if they lose, you don't really care because it's good.
I still care. I get mad.
I have a question for you guys about Deion Waiters.
Yes.
If you can guarantee that he sustains like somewhere near this level of play, let's say like an efficient 25-5. Let's go. So it's worse than it is now, but still really good with his defense. Would you give up your first round pick?
Yes.
Really? For Deion Waiters as your star player?
Jack, you just said that he'd be 25-5-5.
Without yeah, but it's Deion Waiters. No, 20. 20 points.
Five. Yeah.
Five.
If you guarantee me that he'll be that efficiently with the defense.
Wait, isn't that Goron?
Yeah, basically Goron.
But he's a better defender.
No, but he's different. He still takes his shots. Like, he still had some very stupid shots. Like, he did that, like, little crossover.
But you're telling me he's going to be efficient. Like,
relatively efficient. Less efficient than now. Let's say, like, 47% from the field. This is all arbitrary right now. Like, a 37% three-point shooter. So he's good, but he's not, like, this good. If I can guarantee you that he's, like, fine. He is a good shooting guard.
So what's your question? Will we trade a good
draft pick
for an average?
Would you give up your draft pick? No, he's more than average. He's giving you 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists.
Slightly above average NBA player? No, I would not do that.
That's a borderline all-star.
Alf, that's a good NBA player with the defense because he's a very good defender. He can get his own shot.
Yeah, but he still plays basketball like a spaz. And
he gets to the rim when like almost whenever he wants.
And then he misses.
But this is the problem. You're not winning anything with Deion Waiters in your starting lineup, and that's the end of that discussion.
Yeah, but
if he's playing like he is now, we just beat the Warriors.
Yeah, but the thing is it's not sustainable. So we're speaking in ridiculous hypotheticals that are not going to happen.
Yeah.
So we need to just focus on Lonzo Ball, Markel Fultz, and those guys at the top of the draft.
Lonzo Ball's ugly as hell.
What about that? Oh, he is, dude. That guy is.
He's like an uglier Bumpy.
That's hard to watch, man.
Has anybody noticed that Grayson Allen looks like Ted Cruz?
Yes, because
nobody's
Ted Cruz tweeted
ever
it out.
No, but
Ted Cruz responded to a picture from, I think, Deadspin or something.
Yeah. But yeah.
With a picture of Grayson Allen.
I had noticed it before, and I thought it was just creepily uncanny.
Well, you should have said that before it became a big thing on Twitter.
I think now I have. I think I've tweeted about it.
Oh, well, nobody noticed.
It got lost in anime.
I made a separate account. Like, I don't even talk about anime anymore.
That makes it worse.
Well, I followed it, so it doesn't really feel like it's a difference.
You retweet your anime account from your regular account.
Because sometimes my takes are so good that I just
need to they're never that good.
They're good. They're good, yeah. They're good.
Self-awareness is key here.
My takes are good, and I gotta let people know.
You sound like Rondo.
Brian, play a line.
At least you don't have the ice cream cone.
This is David Ramil of the Locked On Heat podcast. There are plenty of places to listen to well-crafted analysis of the Heat. But when I want to listen to something else, the Heat Beat podcast is the best option around. Congrats on the 100th episode, and keep up the great work.
That was actually funny.
That guy's a dick.
That guy sounds like a robot.
Write it down, Brian.
Who was
that? Are you sure he's not the Terminator?
I can't say he's a dick.
Who was that?
No, that's a bad word.
No, they say that on like you can say that on like 790 The Ticket. Yeah, I can say someone's a dick.
No, they can't.
If someone's name is Richard,
it's fine.
It's
fine.
I like how Alf is doubling down. He's like, yeah, of course I can. Then
second down and nine.
Dick is short for David.
Hey, this is Roy from Lebaton Show. Right. Happy 100th episode of the Heat Beat Podcast. It's too bad that this 100th episode came in this particular heat season. Woo!
He's right. I think we've done some of our best work this season, considering.
This is a good season.
I think for our show, it's been, I mean, for the website, I mean, I've been lazy, but for the podcast, I think we've done good.
It's a good season for what?
We've had good shows.
It'll make us better fans in the long run.
What doesn't break our spirit will make us stronger.
It's better than 2 years ago, I think. 2 years ago was the worst because we thought we were going to be good, and then just everybody almost died. And then Henry Walker coming out.
Hold on, wait a second. Tell me those games with Henry Walker and Michael Beasley weren't fun, and then them spoon fighting in the locker room.
I do miss James Ennis. I'll say that.
I don't.
I'm glad he can dribble now.
Non-dribbling ass.
Can dribble. David Fizdale fixed him.
He fixed
Go Fizzlies.
Is he going to win Coach of the Year?
No.
He should. He's not going to, but he should.
Well, who's
going
to win over him?
D'Antoni.
D'Antoni.
Oh, sure. You're D'Antoni. Is he going to win for sure?
Spo deserves it.
Yeah. No, what? The Fizzlies are a force now. They deserve it.
They beat the Warriors, too.
Yeah.
Our game was better.
Yeah, I mean, James Harden is at point guard, and Eric Gordon off the bench is having a really good year. I don't know how he wouldn't win it.
I mean, until Magruder shut their asses down.
Woo! Start of the 5-game win streak.
There we go.
You know,
trying to get some respect.
Alf, your cussing is progressing as we go on here.
I said ass. I can say ass, dude.
Yeah, you can say ass.
Right? Zaslow says take that ass before a Heat game.
Why didn't Zaslow record a liner for us?
I asked if Zaslow and Romberg would do it too, but you know, they big timed us.
Ask Zaslow to do it in a bikini.
We had Marlins Man ready, but I forgot I didn't record it right.
It's okay. We don't need
had Marlins Man?
Yeah.
I got Marlins Man. I got everybody. I got them all. I'm like the Pat Riley
except
of
Except for Joy.
Yeah. And why did you have to bring that shit? Like, I don't.
That's a word you can't say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As I said earlier, progressing.
This is
literally a cluster.
My whole cup.
We're sponsored. There's a Google ad in the beginning.
That's why you beep it out, dude. We're fine.
You gotta give Brian work to do.
Listen, when you have Alf, you gotta take all of me, man. Bad words and everything.
The Dion Waiters.
You're Dion Waiters. Yes. Oh my! You are what you hate.
That's why he hated him so much.
He's flirting with you.
Boom.
Do you read his quotes?
Trying to take my shine.
Did you read his quotes off? He said he was flirting with you.
Oh, those no. That almost made me cry like Gianni when he was talking about how he appreciated being benched. Like I was like, wow. I went full Leif. I was like, that's Heat culture right there, baby.
Yeah, I was part of the problem. I came out flat working on my leadership and things like that. I can't come out like that. You say it's like that a lot.
Dude, when a guy can get benched and come out and say, yeah, I was part of the problem, instead of being like the Bulls players, start pointing fingers and everybody's a hard worker and blah, 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 blah. Like, I appreciate so much more what Dion came out and said and what's going on in the Bulls.
Told you he was more salvageable than Hassan. Told you.
I didn't even see what Brian was doing. I just thought he was like dropping a rap or something.
That's how Dion Waiters talks.
Did you say drop? Really... Did you say dropping a rap?
I meant Did I just catch that?
Chicken Caesar.
Did I give away my skin color?
That was a sentence version of your shirt.
That's almost as bad as Gianni's corn rolls.
If your shirt was a sentence, it would be. Did Brian drop a rap?
Yo yo yo!
I meant to say dropping a line, but rap came out. So
Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
You stop.
Is my nickname Krispy Kreme now? That's terrible.
No, it's. Yeah.
No, he was comparing you to esteemed rapper Krispy Kreme, who I believe changed his name to Froggy Fresh or something like
Froggy
that.
Froggy Fresh.
Never heard of him. Never heard of him. Wow.
Nope. He's the baddest of them all. If he ain't got money, then I don't mess with y'all. You think I don't get girls because I ain't very tall? If you see my stuff, I bet you that's your ball.
Now he's dropping a rap.
Bring him back.
He has 100 houses and 100 mouses.
This is why Hot Hoops is killing us.
Compared to me, Jay-Z is lazy.
Did anybody see
get
that?
In the middle
Troy...
of little did we know that we riddled to men who didn't do diddly. Sorry.
What's going on?
I don't know.
I felt that leap.
We're having too much fun on the 5-game winning streak.
Can we talk about how bad the Bulls are?
I was going to say, do we want to talk about Dwayne scorching the Bulls and Rondo?
I love Rondo's Instagram.
Can we laugh about it?
Rondo came back rough, man. That Dwayne was like rough. Yeah.
But Dwayne never did that. Has Dwayne ever done that while he was here?
Yes.
Not to that degree. He didn't like come out and say the whole team. These guys don't want it. I can't.
Because he played with UD.
Want it. But
no,
you know,
he did that to Beasley and the young guys.
He's done that to Hassan too. He calls guys out, but he's never been like this where he just.
He dropped into the media. Yeah, that's yeah.
And he was also better at basketball when he was saying those things yeah. here.
Well, so, I mean, last year he was
not last
like,
year.
Last but, year he was complaining about guys not like playing within the offense. And we were like, Wade, you're the main guy not playing within the offense.
Dog. That's you. The mirror is the last snow.
He's not super self-aware.
No.
I think the whole thing's funny.
Have you seen his clothes?
No. Nobody's telling him no anymore.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, he went up there, and there's, like, nobody telling him, hey, Wade, shut the hell up.
He doesn't have Haslam to tell him he's
if he don't be careful, he's going to end up like Prince.
What?
Nobody. Dead? I'm saying, when nobody. When nobody.
Are you going to kill him?
What happened to Prince?
I'm saying, like.
Not like that.
When you surround yourself around yes men and nobody ever tells you no,
he's gonna be wearing assless basketball shorts.
He's gonna be making pancakes while balling people.
While balling people?
Yeah. What is Dave Chappelle skit?
Did you see that Evan Turner?
You're gonna call Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
Charlie Murphy.
Legendary. Is anybody seen Chappelle while he's in Miami? I missed the boat. I wanted tickets. I totally.
He's in Coral Springs and I couldn't get tickets.
I feel like Chris probably did, but he's not here right now.
They were sold out in 5 minutes.
Harrison, you want to throw tomatoes at him?
Tomatoes? No, I love Dave Chappelle.
Mm. He's black. You know he's black, right?
Yeah.
It's not Clayton Diggs.
I don't see color.
Harrison really likes blue-collar comedy.
That's what, like, every Trump voter says. I don't see color.
Larry the Cable Guy is still relevant.
Harrison just outed himself.
Larry the Cable Guy? You know, you might be a redneck. What's that guy's name? Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
Are they still relevant?
What? Yeah, still relevant to Harry.
Okay. He's one of the Sports Brothers. Wait, no.
I like how Gianni calls me a Trump voter. He didn't even vote, schmuck.
Whoa! I voted. Hey. Whoa!
And he cried after the election. Remember that?
I did.
You
cry
told that story. You tried to tell a story. Yeah. About
oh
how you
my
cried.
God, that was so awkward. Who was on?
We all got so angry.
I early voted. I get called out for.
Remember the who was? Didn't we have a guest on that day?
Yeah, and you talked about crying with your gay friends and Jamaican friends, and it was weird.
That was Roy.
Was it Roy? Oh
yeah,
God,
Roy.
It was Roy. Oh,
Roy almost hung up and walked off the show. It was
Brian,
really
play a liner. Distract them.
Israel Gutierrez of ESPN. What I thought was a recurring nightmare, me showing up on this Heat Beat podcast, was apparently real. 100 episodes, huh? Good job, I guess.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Ringing endorsement.
All right, Brian, play another one.
Hey, guys, it's Anthony Chang from the Palm Beach Post. I haven't really been on many legitimate podcasts yet, but you guys are moving closer, I guess, to that class. Congratulations.
Hey, this is Roy from Lubbock.
Brian, you're doing a bang-up job.
I was trying to text Gianni because I only have one more liner left, which is Mike's, and we want to save it for the end.
Do we want
to
play – okay, I think this is the best one. Do we want to play it now, talk a little, then play our montage, or do we want to save it? Let's take a vote. Alex, what do you vote?
Play it now.
Okay, what's one for now? Al.
Well, I don't care. Wait, play it.
Whatever. Just play it, Brian.
It's Mike Ryan. Just finding out Miami Heat Beat podcast reached 100 episodes. Don't understand how. Deuces, perhaps my least favorite Heat podcast of all time.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
So inside, but so good.
Yes!
That's the dismount right there.
That was it, yo. That was it. Big time.
You weren't kidding when we said we were going to be self-involved.
Like, we should have been videotaping this thing because watching Leif like cry for everyone is hilarious.
Dude, all of us could not even look at the screen while Leisure's was playing.
Leisure had the best one, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Leisure, Hawk, Mike Ryan. They were all good, man.
Izzy's.
Sedans was funny.
Strong start from George.
Extremely grateful.
Yeah, man, that was really nice, everybody. Even though they were mean, but it was still nice of them to take the time to be mean to us.
I thought they liked us, so.
Well, they liked us enough to be mean to us. Like, they had people had to take time out, like 30 seconds out of their day, to record that stuff. Like
Ben did, and Marlon's man did it, and we're not playing it because Brian.
And some people just said, "Bleep it, Ben."
It was really bad.
Yeah.
Can you tell the story of who you tried to get and what you tried to do to get them?
I got everybody I tried. Joy big time me. Joy Taylor of Fox Sports 1. She said she was going to do it, and then she got busy doing more important things and recording for us. I tried to get Desus and Mero. I failed miserably.
Whoa.
I tried to get Soledad O'Brien. She follows me for some reason. So I said, hey, why not try to get Soledad O'Brien? And that was it. I didn't strike out that
Who'd
bad.
Who'd you ask Roy for?
Yes, Barry Jackson, but you had laryngitis.
Oh, Barry Jackson had laryngitis. It was on the radio the next day.
reportedly had laryngitis.
Or bronchitis.
Lyongitis, am I right?
Who else did I tried to get Roy and Mike Ryan to get Lebatard and Stu Gatz. They basically laughed in my face. I was like, at least get Fat Chris. I couldn't even get Fat Chris. I told Roy, I was like, you're like twice as famous as Fat Chris. Like, why can't Fat Chris do it? I tried to get like Billy Gill. I didn't get them.
Should have got Ronald Gill. Soledad
O'Brien was my biggest swing and miss.
You just slid into her DMs and expected it to go well, Alf?
Did you ask Spoonlave?
No, I did not.
He wouldn't have done it.
Correct.
Veronica, one of our staff members who's scared to come on podcast, she was supposed to roast us all, and she never sent us a clip. So, Veronica, when you hear this, double middle fingers to you, madam.
Well, what a shame. Everyone would have known who Veronica was. So,
yeah. Wow.
I'm not trying to be mean, but like...
She's on a new Miami Herald Sports Facebook video with Greg Cody.
She's verified on Twitter.
Are you verified?
Alf with the old no offense and then something offensive afterwards.
No offense, but...
Who would win in a fight, Greg Cody or Gianni? Who would win in a fight?
I would so beat Greg Cody.
Greg Cody would whoop your monkey ass.
Why do you
do
that?
Cody has old man strength.
I would kick his ass, dude.
It's so funny that G hates Cody because they're the same person.
I don't hate Cody. I don't know who's listening to this. Don't divulge what I say in private.
You are just like a young Greg Cody.
No, don't even compare me.
Here's a question about the Bulls.
He's a better runner.
Who would win in a fight between Rajon Rondo and Dwayne Wade? Because Evan Turner suggested they fight.
Did he do that?
Yeah, Rondo would beat out. They should fight.
How great would that be if they fought on the court?
I think Dwayne might win.
Jack is young Evan Turner.
Rondo would win because you know Rondo would bite and go for the ankles.
That could
Rondo's a nut puncher in a fight, right?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Didn't Dwayne already break his arm one time?
Yeah, he did.
That's true.
Be like revenge.
I love old Dwayne Wade who used to just break people's body parts because it pisses off everybody else.
Listen, like, break Cody's face?
Nose.
If we go to the tape, we have video evidence that if it goes to the ground, Dwayne Wade will snap his shoulder out of the socket. So, I'm going to vote Dwayne Wade on
Didn't
this.
Didn't Rondo come back that game and dunk right after?
I think he came out like game dunk? 7 or 6.
Austin won that game, didn't he?
No, do you guys think ESPN's regretting getting rid of the Heat Bulls game tomorrow night? Like, that would have been a good game.
Oh, yes.
That's what they get. Five-game win streak. Dorks. Bulls are falling apart. That's what they get, yo.
We have better pods.
Okara's going to lock down Jimmy Butler.
What? I'm all about the Okara White era because.
Okara White era. Life comes at you fast, man.
Is he a Heat lifer?
Directing traffic late in games, 9 days in. That guy's that's a culture legend right now.
Starting
there.
Fast breaks.
Correct.
That's Sioux Falls culture, man. Word to crap.
Whoa, settle down.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, he's the only white we embrace.
Championship DNA. You embrace all
what
the
is whites. Going on right now.
Brian, play
Speaking
the
Speaking of whites in Sioux Falls, did you see Justin Hamilton out there last night?
J-Ham, yo.
Wait.
Missed that guy.
Justin Hamilton is still playing basketball?
Yeah, he is. He has some George? Good passes out of the post.
Is that Jorts or is that somebody else?
No,
Jorts. No, Jorts is Josh Richardson.
Harrelson.
Harrelson?
Yeah. Oh, Jorts? Forgot about Jorts.
No, Jorts is Josh Harrelson.
Yeah.
But Josh Richardson also wears Jorts.
White number 7.
Remember Luke Jackson?
No.
He was a beast on NBA 2K5, man. I enjoyed him.
Thank you.
You and your obscure 2K references, man.
Man, basketball games are life, man.
You play too much.
Still hasn't played me.
NBA Jam, yo.
Oh my god, that was worse than Harrison's sentence earlier. NBA Jam, yo.
You sound like me.
Who said no, Leif? No, he doesn't.
Hey man, I tried, yo.
This our 100th episode is coming to a close. Brian, we're winding down, yo. I'm kind of hungry. You know, your liquor's wearing off. And we're winding
off. It's getting worse. Yeah.
Correct.
Confirmed.
Correct.
Get your effing notepad out, Brian.
Turn off his mic, yo.
We can't
play the montage.
Oh, 100 episodes. These montages from 1 to 99.
Somehow we got to 100.
Nobody told us to stop. I mean, a couple people did, but
a lot of people.
A lot of people. Most of the people told us to stop, but we didn't listen.
Harrison canceled a Klan rally for this.
Out in Doral or in Southwest Ridges.
Out in Loxahatchee.
Yo, you guys suck. My parents listen to this podcast. Like, they're not going to understand.
Well, no, but this ain't going on there.
Tell them not to listen to this podcast.
They're going
to
be like, Harrison, you have something to tell us about your views?
There's a cross burning in the Everglades unattended.
Good evening, Ethan. I'm Eric Reed here with the coach Tony Fiorentino. And Coach and I want to welcome you to the BNC podcast with Brian Groans and Giancarlo Navas. Heat fans, this is the new podcast, The Heat Beat. And just like Coach and I do, we hope you enjoy it. Eric, we really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Two young aspiring journalists really trying to make it in the world. So please support and thank you for listening. Well, good evening, South Florida, from your Sun Sports crew, Eric and Tony. Good night, South Florida, and enjoy the podcast.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast.
You start off every show like that. Can you, like, vary it up?
But it's supposed to be like the I thought of it today, and I'm like, that could be our thing. I like it.
Welcome, welcome.
That happened organically, by the way.
We here at the Heat Beat like to do things a little different. We like to cover things different. We like to be different.
Unorthodox.
They wouldn't give Dwayne the $20 million, but they're going to give Tyler the $20
million? That's not how it works. That's what I just said.
You're doing
it's the
Harrison
same thing, because they didn't want to tie up cap in the third year, and they're freaking doing it anyway.
They didn't want to tie up cap with an old man.
Why the hell do you want to tie it up in Tyler freaking Johnson?
They're paying for Johnson's future.
He's
like,
Tyler!
Rather than Wade's past performance.
If I'm Dwayne, I would be pissed that you picked this pimple-ass face over him. Stop with the imaging!
I was going to say something, and I don't remember because I hate you.
As my sister describes on her Tumblr, so the Heat lost last night, and my brother was chosen as the designated driver going home from the bar. Because he was emotionally compromised, he nearly got us all killed. When he was reprimanded for it, he started yelling at us, and my cousin started recording.
I had to watch that garbage! I was emotionally compromised! I could not... Listen, you could have put Scarlett Johansson in front of me, and I would have been like, get away from me! I want to cry! I'm sad! And then they leave! The game's not over yet! There's 1.6 on the clock, and they all leave! And I'm like, there's time! There's time! And they just left! And I'm like, I'm gonna wait with the garbage of my team until I finish the garbage that they threw at me! I look like an idiot, I'm just standing there while they're in a timeout. I'm like, it's just a countdown to the end.
Tony, you sound like you're gonna cry, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay! It was so bad! He turned the ball over twice in 30 seconds! That has never happened in his career! I lost never! Never!
I don't have any control of the show anymore. What are you doing?
Is that Groot? Why is Groot dancing?
Okay.
This is the worst podcast.
This is all your fault, Brian.
I lost my luggage once and had to cop jeans at Sam's Club. Not cool, yo.
Leif got his jeans in a 3-pack.
You can look at me right now, dog. Look at me in my face. You're going to tell me that he went back there for David Griffin? Send me what a Denver Nuggets basketball player is and see if everyone knows what that is compared to what a Miami Heat basketball player is when everyone knows what that definition is.
Go wait.
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah! All right. The best that you've ever had.
It's not supposed to be funny, but it is. It's ridiculous.
Foot injury, whatever. It was the hair, man. I thought like a part of my soul was ripped out. Like,
I did too, by the way, because I'm like, Udonis Haslam needs to have the cornrows, and Chris Bosh without the dreads.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, what did you call that?
How white did I just sound?
You tweet mistakes, you say mistakes.
No, but the thing is, I actually thought that's what it was called.
Corn roll just means you're hungry.
Oh my god.
Let me tell you something about that Dennis Rodman thing. Peanut. Bleeping cigar in his hand, pointing it at the camera. He's like,
he's
my friend.
He suckatees are his friend. He thinks he's people.
Will we start a war if they kept LeBron? Like, what if Kim Jong-un...
if you start war with
Hold on, wait a second. I have a... The city of Miami. We have the port and we have all the Navy ships.
Carnival cruise are starting to get back in LeBron James.
Mickey Harrison arms and all the boats. That'd be so great. Like,
are your mother bleeping boats?
Kim Jong-un asked for ransom. All the nukes you have. How does that hurt the Heat's playoff chances?
I can't wait to call my dad and tell him I was on the Heat Meat podcast.
You don't even know the damn name.
Did you say Heat Meat?
Is that not what it's called?
The Heat Meat.
Harrison, right? Harrison?
Yeah.
So the story of how I became a sports fan. Did you hang up on him?
I did. I thought that's what you wanted me to do.
No, I just said I wanted to end the show. I don't want to hang up on the guy.
That's the joke, though.
I have it on a reliable source that he's definitely a Satanist.
Wait, what? And are you reporting this?
Yeah, this is my
Woods. Thompson bomb. Is a Satanist.
If they want to go out into the woods and torture small woodland creatures, who am I to judge?
There's no way Deion Starter starts. Deion Waiters starts to call him Deion Starter.
This is so bad.
When he becomes the starter, he's going to be Deion Starter.
I'm so shocked this segment is going so well. There's no way Deion Starter. Why do I keep doing that?
That Alpha 954 asked good questions.
When I was in college, I would be standing next to a white guy talking to a white guy. He'd look across the yard at two girls, two brunettes. He would say one was hot and one was ugly. And they looked exactly the same. They could be twins, for God's sake. I mean, they wore the same exact shorts where they rolled up the top. They wore some t-shirt they got for free at a blood drive. I was like, what is going on? Like, if I was a white guy, I think I could pull any girl here because they all look exactly the same.
There's kind of one standard. They all dress the same. They all have the same hair.
They're all named Allie.
Well, yeah, that's true, actually. I mean, I'm dating a girl named Allie. I get it.
Once again, you prove yourself to be the lesser Al. I'm married to an
ethnic woman.
This dude decided to hit up the Sears Roebuck catalog and pull out the wackest shirt-pants combo. And then he tucked the shirt in so tight.
It never gets old having a parade for the third time down Biscayne Boulevard.
That was an English call for your back-to-back championship.
Back-to-back, Jack.
Brian?
Happy LeBronica.
We win, baby. We win.
Woo! Team no sleep.
Coach, this has been a great celebration, Eric. You know, this has been one of the greatest seasons.
Please check out our website. It's brand new, heatbeatmiami.com. We have our own .com, and it's revamped. We have a writing staff that is writing stuff for you, the listener. Mm-hmm. And we're going to feature those writers on our podcast.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a really fun year. Even though we don't have LeBron, we're going to make it as good as we can for you guys. So thank you guys very much for listening and for... whoever does listen to us committedly, bigger variety of guests, guest co-hosts. We're hoping to have some outside guests from the Heat Beat community, like some writers, some broadcasters that we're working on. So things are different. Things are going to change. And this is just my way and Brian's way of introducing what we're going to be doing.
This is Josh Gad, voice of Olaf, huge Miami Heat fan. And I am here with the Heat Beat podcast saying, listen hard. Go Heat! Heat Nation!
That wasn't long at all.
It was so bad.
It wasn't bad.
No, it was.
It
bad.
Was like every.
No, it's cringeworthy.
No, it was not that bad.
Yeah, was that a domestic dispute that took place in that one? Like, sounded like you were like screaming at people and all that.
I was uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was hard to understand. Like, I was like what a was happening?
To, like,
that was
a family altercation.
Oh yeah, they left me at the bar by myself. I was mad.
Yeah, but nobody could tell that. By
no, I know. I don't know why Brian played it.
You just sound very emotional.
We needed stuff from our beginning, though. That's the thing.
I sound like
there's
sound
not
like
that much good stuff from when we first started.
No, that's why in the list I sent you everything. It was like from when Jack and Harrison started on.
I feel so. We're just bashing Brian right now.
He worked really hard on that. But I'm like, oh my god.
I don't want to feed his ego, but there should be more. There should have been more Alf.
No, there's no need to feed the ego. It's big enough.
He has his own reel.
Oh, that's true. I forgot
just
about
play,
that.
Just take that out and play
just
my
reel. Play the Alf reel.
Yeah.
It really
and
is
my
the best,
Gene story. You know, you got to get the Gene story in there.
I forgot about that white girl story.
That white girl story is hilarious.
That was so racist. Oh
I know.
God.
That was one of the things I put on my list.
And Sedano going, Harrison. Harrison.
See, like, that was perfect. It was just, like, really quick. Sedano calling Harrison out. And, like, the leisure one was really good because, like, really quick.
Funny. That was.
I saw Nikias fall asleep twice.
I think Gianni's worried about all these things getting brought back up again.
And I use an offensive Asian accent.
Yeah, that was really racist. And, like, the bad Fiorentino and...
Oh, God, it's so bad. I wanted to die.
Like, it was funny. Like, play, like...
That was our first seconds of the EP podcast.
I know, yeah. But you didn't put Alf talking about Slovenia. The mean
that
streets
wasn't
of Slovenia?
It wasn't funny.
That was hilarious.
Wait, Osama bin Laden was.
Yeah, come on, man.
See what's happened here is now we figured out all the things that Brian thinks is funny on the podcast.
Alf talking about the mean streets of Slovenia was hilarious.
I don't even remember that.
We're just picking this